For WLRN News, I'm Kate Stein.
And I'm Sammy Mack. WLRN has been reporting on how long it takes for pregnant women to get their Zika test results back from the Florida Department of Health.
We've been hearing from patients and healthcare providers that it can take 4 weeks, 6 weeks, maybe more. And right now, hundreds of women are waiting for their results. But the state health department has insisted that it only takes 1 to 2 weeks.
That's a pretty big difference.
Especially during a pregnancy.
And delays in those test results can have very serious consequences. So we've been trying to get to the bottom of what is going on. Zika infection during pregnancy has been linked to brain damage and hearing and vision loss in newborns. On August 3rd, just days after it was announced that locally spread cases had been confirmed in the Wynwood area, Governor Rick Scott announced all pregnant Floridians would be able to get free Zika testing.
We also have offered everybody that's pregnant in the state to go get an assessment and test at your county health department.
According to the state, more than 2,200 pregnant women have been tested since that announcement. One of them was the wife of Miami Beach resident Joseph Magazine.
She got that done at Mount Sinai. 3 weeks have gone by and we're still awaiting test results. That is so scary and so dangerous.
I interviewed Magazine after he stood up and pleaded for help during a Zika town hall on the beach 2 weeks ago. His wife was 5 months pregnant, and about a month earlier, she had shown symptoms of Zika.
So we run that story, and then you get the email.
Yeah, the email from Sarah Revel in the Florida Department of Health Communications Office in Tallahassee.
And what did she want?
Well, basically she asked me to tell people that they can contact their county health department if they're having issues with their testing. And she wanted me to make it clear that Magazine's wife wasn't tested at a county health department.
And that request struck me as odd because if a woman gets tested at a hospital or doctor's office participating in this state-sponsored testing, that Zika test gets sent right on over to the county health departments anyway.
Right. So I asked Revel if the wait times were different for women whose samples were sent to the DOH as opposed to taken at DOH clinics. She said she'd get back to me. In the meantime, I went to another town hall where, after a certain amount of pushing, Dr. Lillian Rivera, the head of the Miami-Dade County Department of Health, said local officials are preparing women for longer wait times.
It could be 4 weeks, it could be 5 weeks. We are preparing them for that.
Now, Rivera and state health department folks have been following that by pointing out that the testing itself can take a really long time depending on the first round of results.
What does that mean?
Well, the Zika test for a pregnant woman can actually be a couple of different tests. First, they test to see if she has an active infection. If that's negative, there's a test to see if she's had the virus in the past 12 weeks. If that's negative, case closed. If it's positive or inconclusive somehow, then her samples get sent out to the CDC for an even more specialized test to confirm it's Zika and not dengue or something, which can sometimes cause false positives.
And that can add extra weeks to the testing process?
That's what we've been hearing, but here's the thing. The state has only sent 174 tests to the CDC for clarification, and that includes the tests on people who aren't pregnant. Doesn't explain why hundreds more pregnant women have waited and waited to get their results.
It's a negative impact.
Dr. Christine Curry is an obstetrician with the University of Miami and Jackson Health System. We talked to her at yet another community forum. Curry says it's good that all pregnant women can get tested, but there are consequences to waiting for the results.
Because if someone's early first trimester or second trimester and we delay disclosure because we don't have a result by 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, that may be long enough for them to be out of the window of being able to terminate that pregnancy.
Florida law restricts abortion access after 24 weeks. And Curry says a delay can change the way doctors screen the newborns of women who are still waiting on their Zika test results.
And so we have to look at that child with a little bit of suspicion and having to weigh, okay, do we do more invasive, more aggressive testing? Do we do blood tests and urine tests and a spinal tap on the child?
Think about that, a spinal tap on a newborn because the mother hasn't gotten her test results back.
Yeah, this is around where I start to get a little nervous. I'm pregnant. I took the Zika test on August 12th, and I'm still waiting for my results.
That's close to 5 weeks now?
Yeah.
What's that like?
You ask me and other pregnant women, and the answer is...
Definitely really nerve-wracking.
That was Zonia Knight and Tracy Towell Humphrey. Knight waited 3 weeks to find out she was negative.
It's almost like you hear that there's spiders in the room, and you find yourself scratching, swatting off ghosts and stuff. To me, there was a mosquito everywhere.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, here's what Towell Humphrey said.
I know I would wake up in the middle of the night, like I didn't sleep well for that week, thinking, oh my gosh, what if it's positive? What are we going to do?
Hold on, she only waited a week?
Yeah, she went to a private lab and bypassed the DOH testing. She hasn't had to pay anything with her insurance yet, but without insurance, those tests can range from about $150 to almost $800.
So what can you or other pregnant women do about your delayed test results?
You know that email you got from Sarah Revel in the state communications office?
Yeah.
855.
I did what she suggested.
622.
I called the Department of Health.
And I was just calling to see, like, where in the process my test was.
I got bounced around a little bit, and I kept getting told that DOH doesn't give out results over the phone, and they'll be sent to my doctor. But after explaining a couple of times that I just wanted to know where my test was, eventually, I ended up talking to someone in the local epidemiology department who said she might be able to look up my test.
Okay. The laboratory is in Jacksonville.
I learned my samples got sent to the state lab in Jacksonville, and the results are complete.
Okay, so they're in. This is good news.
Finally.
Well, not exactly. Turns out the results have been in for weeks. I was told they were completed on the 19th and 26th of August, but my doctor hasn't received them yet.
Your story is completely consistent with my understanding.
This is Dr. David Andrews. He runs the pathology laboratories at Jackson Health System, and he's on the faculty at the University of Miami's Med School.
That's right. Andrews says he's had a backlog of as many as 800 or 900 pregnant women waiting on their Zika test results. Although last Friday, after there had been a bunch of media reporting on the issue, he got a batch of about 300 results back from the state all at once.
It is my sense that most of these specimens have been tested and are being tested in a reasonable amount of time, but the bottleneck appears to be getting the reports. That's what it seems to be.
We asked the state about why it's taking so long to get the results back, and in an email, the communications department again pointed out that tests sent to the CDC take longer to process. But remember, 174 Zika tests have been sent to the CDC. That doesn't come close to the peak of almost 900 tests in the Jackson Hospital backlog.
I followed up specifically asking what the holdup is on releasing results once tests are complete. A spokesperson emailed back that, quote, "We continue to work to improve and streamline the process." A Department of Health representative did make sure to forward me a press release from Governor Rick Scott's office on Wednesday.
He announced the CDC is sending 7 additional people to help out with labs and testing, quote, "in order to ensure pregnant women get results back faster."
No mention of how much faster.
So what are you going to do next?
Well, I told my doctor what the county told me about my results sitting in a lab in Jacksonville, and her office is working on trying to get them.
That test happened in your first trimester. You've had 5 weeks since then where you could have been exposed?
Yeah, pregnant women in my boat have been advised to get tested again in the second trimester, partly for that reason.
You gonna do it after all this?
Maybe, at a private lab. I'll keep you posted.
I'm Kate Stein.
And I'm Sammy Mack.
And this is WLRN News.